Hello, this is Susan with Sight into Sound in Houston, Texas, and this is day 18 in the series of Lenten readings and meditations that I've prepared for you. And today I'm going to read some more words from Father Henry Nouwen, whom by now you realize, I think, that I admire so much and who means a great deal to me. And he talks about love and kindness. Whenever contrary to the world's vindictiveness, we love our enemy, we exhibit something of the perfect love of God, whose will is to bring all human beings together as children of one Father. Whenever we forgive instead of getting angry at one another, bless instead of cursing one another, tend one another's wounds instead of rubbing salt into them, hearten instead of discouraging one another, give hope instead of driving one another to despair, hug instead of harassing one another, welcome instead of cold-shouldering one another, thank instead of criticizing one another, praise instead of maligning one another. In short, whenever we opt for and not against one another, we make God's unconditional love visible. We are diminishing violence and giving birth to a new community. Kindness is a beautiful human attribute. When we say, "She is a kind person," or "He surely was kind to me," we express a very warm feeling. In our competitive and often violent world, kindness is not the most frequent response, but when we encounter it, we know that we are blessed. Is it possible to grow in kindness, to become a kind person? Yes, but it requires discipline. To be kind means to treat another person as your kin, your intimate relative. We say, "We are kin," or "He is next of kin." To be kind is to reach out to someone as being of kindred spirit. Here is the great challenge. All people, whatever their color, religion, or sex, belong to humankind and are called to be kind to one another, treating one another as brothers and sisters. There is hardly a day in our lives in which we are not called to this. Father Henry Nouwen was a Dutch Catholic priest, professor, writer, and theologian. His interests were rooted primarily in psychology, pastoral ministry, spirituality, social justice, and community. He is the author of more than 30 books, among them The Wounded Healer, Compassion, and With Open Hands. He has taught at the University of Notre Dame, Yale, and Harvard. In 1986, he became the pastor of the Ache Daybreak in Toronto, where he shared his life with people with mental disabilities. I remember hearing a reporter interview the Dalai Lama, and he said to him, "Your Holiness, what is your religion?" And the Dalai Lama responded, "Kindness." May you all be blessed with much kindness today. Thank you.